I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleagues, Sadis McCotter, American Greatness, and Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. All three of us enjoying baseball our lifelong until, gentlemen, the ongoing puzzlement of Major League Baseball's decision to take the Major League All-Star Game, which is not a make-or-break attendance game, but it is part of the ceremony of being a Major League Baseball player to make that team or not. The fans vote. Everybody votes. To move it from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado. Because, and herein I stumble a little bit, let's put it this way. The statements made by Major League Baseball subsequent to this decision did not match the facts of the success of the Georgia legislature to change or alter in some way, improve the voting rights laws that Georgia supervises. All states supervise their own votes. Georgia supervises. Subsequent to that, the President of the United States, when asked on the lawn, I believe, of the White House, did make what appeared to be a prepared statement. He said, Jim Crow on steroids, Georgia and 40 other states. I begin with you, Andy, because you've written about this for the National Review Online. Our colleague, Dan Henniger of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, writes a column, and I spoke to him about it, suggesting that we should boycott Major League Baseball, or certainly the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, because it had gone too far in distorting the facts of the matter. Do you believe that baseball is listening, Andy, or has it decided that wokeness is the future?
I think it's too early to tell, John, because we're seeing in this little theater, which, frankly, they all know that this, I mean, to compare this to Jim Crow and so trivializes Jim Crow, it's really disgraceful for anyone to engage in that kind of a slander. But I think that we're seeing something that's being spread from our politics into other areas of now commerce as well. And that is this idea of, are you better off trying to appeal generally to the broad run of Americans, or are you better to be tribal? Are you better to like try to signal to the woke that you're a woke company or a woke industry? And do you do better appealing to that niche because you'll get a more passionate fan base or a more passionate customer base or interest base than you would be if you tried to appeal to America broadly as America? I remember when I was younger, always admiring the idea that Michael Jordan, whose politics were very left of center as far as people understood, nevertheless never making public statements about politics. So everything we knew about Jordan's politics came from, you know, talking to people who knew or listening to people who knew Jordan, but you never saw him out crusading for progressive causes. And at one point was asked about that, what he said, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too. And he had, of course, a big interest in Nike. And his point at the time was you don't want to insult half of your customer base. I always thought that was a pretty prudent way of going about things, but we're now seeing a test of whether the alternative is the way to go.
Thaddeus, you have written about this in American Greatness, and I introduced this news story from these last days. More than 100 chief executives and corporate leaders gathered online over the weekend to discuss taking new action to combat the controversial state voting bills being considered across the country, including the one recently signed into law in Georgia. Your thoughts, that is, were more than baseball. It was about corporations acting as censors in some fashion, partisan censors, but certainly censors. How do you think of Major League Baseball? Does it have time to recover and speak the facts of the matter and not just prejudice?
If they cared about facts, they wouldn't have done what they did. This is all about people who only talk to each other, who only know what they're spoon-fed, and then acting upon it with the consequences borne by people who can least afford them, such as the majority-minority city of Atlanta that was looking at $100 million from an All-Star game and a source of civic pride. Instead, they had it stolen from them on a deceit and on the disgraceful comments of a president of the United States who clearly does not understand the horror that was Jim Crow. So when you talk about these corporations and the fascistic relationship between them and the Democratic Party, using them as gendarmes and jackbooted thugs to try to destroy democracy at the state legislative level, I think that there's going to be a reckoning coming, and I have no doubt that that's going to start by 2022.
You have a question for Andy, that is.
Hey, Andy, has any part of the Atlanta, of the Georgia law been found unconstitutional yet? Or is restrictive the new collusion?
It's actually, it's funnier than that, I think. It not only has it not been found unconstitutional, and not only is it like a million miles from Jim Crow, it's actually more expansive voting rights than, for example, Colorado, the 90% white city that they've, Denver, where they've now sent the All-Star game. And it's much more liberal as far as, voting rights are concerned, especially mail-in voting rights and a number of the attendance of that, than New York, where Major League Baseball's offices are located. So, you know, if you're actually going to have a voting rights test for where baseball is going to send its All-Star game year to year, they'd have a hard time finding baseball cities that actually come up to Georgia standards. And I think this goes, Thaddeus, to your point about the politicization of all this. I just want people to understand the theater that we're talking about here. The people, as you just articulated, the political class and these guys who are acting as their basically as their agents in industry, they all know that this isn't Jim Crow, but this is just a big theater to try to get this House Bill number one, the voting rights bill that would basically federalize state elections. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that passed. And I think Biden and the people he influences are trying to turn up the heat on Congress, at least to conditionally do away with the filibuster for purposes of getting that passed. And if they can get that passed, they not only federalize elections, which are not only traditionally but in the Constitution supposed to be run by the state legislatures, but then they can also do things like choreograph the way that voting districts are constructed and basically solidify a permanent Democratic electoral majority. So that's what this is about. That we shouldn't think that this is about the All-Star game. This is about getting that legislation passed and essentially solidifying a permanent Democratic majority.
Gentlemen, this appears to me, as an outsider to the law and to Congress, this appears to me that one party, the Democratic Party, is seeking or is suspect of seeking private enterprise to do its work because it can't do it for it. It can't get H.R. 1 passed. It can't restrict speech or can't restrict states passing their own voting laws. So they're sympathizers in the corporate world, and there are plenty of them. There are plenty of corporations that identify with the Democratic Party are carrying on for them. Is that the way to regard this, Thaddeus, that they're deputizing corporate officers because they can't do it themselves more than the Constitution permits?
Well, just like the media, they're using them as the jackbooted gendarme of their revolution. That's what they're doing. And so they're acting as agents for them. They're acting with the color of the state. You have members of Congress writing the letters to the FCC telling them to not put Fox News on. And so they're going to say the same thing to the corporate donors that they have. So they're going to put pressure on private entities to act as agents of the government, to censor people, to silence people, and to try to coerce legislatures and electorates. The citizens of the sovereign citizens of the states are going to make their determinations, elect a legislature, and they're going to make constitutional decisions regarding voting. It's been done for hundreds of years, and it should stay that way. The problem with federalizing the election is it will lead to partisan results. It will then lead to people not having, thinking, lacking integrity in an election and people questioning the results, and we do not want that to happen again. The Democrats only care about themselves. There's a reason H.R. 1 is called H.R. 1. They cared more about their own partisan game than they did about COVID relief for the American people. That's all you need to know about these people and their corporate allies.
Baseball, Andy. Back to baseball. Is there reason to believe that baseball can get control of this? I mean, it's a beautiful game. I don't want to boycott baseball. You don't want to. Thaddeus doesn't. We love the game. So I'm puzzled. Must we regard the hollow leadership of baseball as the game itself?
Well, no. You know, look, the game is the game. It's the greatest game ever invented. I'll tell you what I've said about this, which is I'd be kidding myself and kidding everyone else if I said I'm going to boycott baseball. But I am going to stop spending money on it. You know, I'm too addicted to it that I'll stop watching it on television and listening on the radio and following the comings and goings of my team. But I don't need to spend money on it. And I think that, you know, we happen to be in the demographic of, aging baseball fans that baseball actually depends on, not only to be interested in the sport, but to spend money on it. And I think, you know, a lot of people in our position who love the game, but are put off by the idea that the progressives won't let us have our oasis for politics, are going to stop spending money on the game.
Thaddeus, you think the corporations will listen to us that we don't want this politicized and they should stop it?
No, I think that they think that a large part of this comes from the fact that so much of their revenue comes from overseas, especially genocidal, tyrannical, mm-hmm. communist China. So when you look at it, the corporations that are lying about the Georgia law and trying to bring pressure to the people of Georgia and punish them for a decision that they've made, which is wholly constitutional as we speak, okay, don't seem to care about the genocide being committed against the Uyghurs by communist China. Why? Because all they care about is money.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Andrew McCarthy, National View Online, the Supreme Court. Mr. Biden has finally made a decision about whether he does or does not want the Supreme Court packed. It looks like I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.